at. He has us right where each of us wants us. Does that mean that life is always easy for us? No, it's not. We all go through trials. But look at what Hannah went through. Let's open up with verse 3 right there in chapter 1. It said, and we're talking about Elkanah. He had two wives, Peninnah and Hannah, okay? And then Peninnah had the children, but Hannah had none. So year after year, this man went up from his town to worship and sacrifice to the Lord Almighty at Shiloh, where Hophni and Phinehas, the sons of Eli, were priests of the Lord. Whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife Peninnah, to all her sons and daughters, but to Hannah he gave a double portion because he loved her and the Lord had closed her womb. Because the Lord had closed Hannah's womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. 7 says, this went on year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her until she wept and would not eat. Her husband Elkanah would say to her, Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, when we come before you right now, dear God, we are thankful, Lord, for the women, the mothers that you have put in our lives, Father God, to know that they are godly, dear Lord, and to know that they are persistent, Father God, and that they are loving, Father God. Lord, we see all those qualities in Hannah and what you did in her life, God. I'm thankful, Lord, for this Bible, Lord, where we're able to look upon your word, Father God, the living word, and we learn from it, Father. I pray, God, that you will be with us, that each and every person that we mention on our prayer list, Father God, you be with our brand new mothers all the way to our oldest mothers, Father God, because, Father, we're thankful, Lord, because they pray. Dear Lord, just like we do, Lord, we're thankful, God, to be in your house this morning, dear Lord, to have so many smiling faces. I ask, God, that you bless our time, dear God, as we read your word, as we study your word, Father, may we be found, Father God, right with you. Lord, we know it's your will and not our own, Lord, and I pray, God, that you will, Lord, just draw us near to you. Father, we love you and we thank you. And these things I ask in your name. Amen. With the three things that we look at, I was blessed enough in my life to have a praying mother. I really was. And each of everybody who is in here today, especially my Christian mothers, they've prayed for their children. Amen. You've prayed for them. You've lifted them up. You've been those three things. You've been persistent. You've been loving and you've been godly. Look at what 12 says right there. Or no, here, pick it up at 9 is what it says. Once they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli the priest was sitting on his chair by the doorpost of the Lord's house. And in her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. And she made a vow saying, Lord Almighty, if you only look on your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord in all of the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. 12 said, as she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought that she had had too much to drink, and he said to her, how long are you going to stay this way? Put away your wine. Not so, my Lord, Hannah replied. I'm a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Take heart right here in this scripture that when something is on our hearts, man or woman, and something is troubling us that bad, God knows our hearts. Even when we don't have the right words to say, even how we don't know how to express how we feel, if you get in that place and you bow before your Father, He knows what you're going through. Does that make sense? Take that home today, that He knows that we serve an all-knowing God. is what we do. He says right down there, say 17 said, Eli said, go in peace and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked. Skip down to 21. Look at what happens. Hannah dedicates Samuel. So when her husband Elkanah went up with all his family to offer the same annual sacrifice to the Lord and fulfill his vow, Hannah did not go. She said to her husband, after he is weaned, I will take him and present him before the Lord, and he will live there always, is what he will do. Live there always. Hannah has prayed for this young man, Samuel, and look at what she has to do. So let's continue on in the story. Ultimate mother right here. 24 says, after he was weaned, she took the boy with her young, as young as he was, along with a 3-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. When the bull had been sacrificed, they brought the boy to Eli. And she said to him, pardon me, my Lord, as surely as you live, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord, for his whole life will be given over to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. Chapter 2, Hannah's prayer. My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is lifted on high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. We see thanksgiving and praise. How do you think Hannah would have felt knowing that Samuel is never going to spend another night in her house? Do you think as a mother, she was a little tore up about that? She was. That's only human nature. That's true. She would have been torn up. But guys, when we have nothing left, we can always rejoice in the Lord, just like Hannah did. We can rejoice in the Lord. Several people, and I don't know why it does this so many times, it's people's lives is what it was, but we're going to speak on it a little bit Wednesday night, but who saw the Alabama Baptist this week and the first page of it? Did you read the story there about how the lady who had been through drugs and everything, and now she's a mother and she's in her church, she helps, how God turned her around and she said, I should have been in prison now, but God saved me. God had other plans. How is it sometimes, Brother Trey, we get to know God on the way, we meet God on the way up, but we really get to know him on the way back down? Why does it take us bottoming out sometimes to have that relationship with Jesus? What happens in our lives that it's all part of molding us and making us into what God wants us to be? That's what he was doing with Hannah's life. That's what he did with Samuel's life. We never know why our womb was closed for so long, but we know that God did it. Maybe he was bringing Hannah up. He was blessing her. He was teaching her. But look at what happened, and look at what Samuel did. Samuel went on to prophesy. And all we see here is Hannah. We see her. She says, do not, look at what 3:2-3 says. She says, do not keep talking so proudly or let your mouth speak such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighed. She gives a warning to the arrogant. Any idea who she's talking about? Peninnah. 4 says, the bows of the warriors are broken, but those who stumbled are armed with strength. Those who were full hire themselves out for food. But those who were hungry are hungry no more. She was barren, has borne 7 children. But she who has had many sons pines away. The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises back up.
The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. Hannah's glory to God is who stumbles, who humbles the strong, exalts the weak. 8 through 10 right there says, Hannah's confidence is in the future of the Lord is where it's at. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and has them inherit a throne of honor. Our mothers have made us the people, the men and the women that we are today. Amen? It's exactly right. And let me tell you something really funny. A mother's hug lasts way longer than after it's over. If you've had a praying mother, you know exactly what I'm talking about. A mother who has prayed for us. A mother who is a person who can understand the child when not even a word is said. Amen? That's the truth. I can't do that, but Tanya can. She can look at the children and know. That's all in being a mother. And I know I want to end with this today. If you're missing your mom this Mother's Day, or if this holiday is hard for you, whatever reason, know that God is with you and you're not alone. Know that God's comfort is like that of a mother's, tender and compassionate is what we have. We see Hannah in the Bible as probably one of the strongest mothers to only have had Samuel for maybe 3 years, maybe right in that area. And then she gave him over because that's what exactly the vow she made with God. But Hannah was persistent. Hannah was loving. Hannah was godly. Base yourself off that today. Base yourself off that. Let's close in prayer. Father God, we come before you right now, dear God, and thankful, Lord, for the examples we see in the Bible. Lord, how we're able to just take them, God, and we're able to learn from them, Father. And dear God, I'm thankful, Lord, for each and every mother in this room today. God, that you make them and you molded them in exactly what they're supposed to be, God. That we, Lord, all have wonderful, and we have praying mothers who are persistent, Father God. We wouldn't be the people we are today without them, Lord. We thank you, God, for each and every one of them that are in here this morning. Lord, we love you and we thank you, Father God. May we be found on mission for you this week, Lord, being your hands and feet. Lord, Father, forgive us when we fail you. Forgive us of our many sins. In your precious and holy name we pray. Amen. If the Lord's laid on your heart this morning to come down to the altar and pray, to come join our church, whatever the case may be, as you stand, as we get ready to sing our hymn of invitation.
Lord, I'm coming home.
Lord, I'm coming home. I pray that you make that decision now. Come, don't worry about the time. Come pray at the altar if you need to. Whatever the Lord's laid on your heart.
I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home, coming home, coming home, never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love, Lord.
Happy Mother's Day to each and every one of our mothers. Brother James Carter, will you close us up today?